Welcome to the Monkey House. It's me here in the year 2024, and I'm about to be in Sydney and Brisbane. Sydney from the 8th to the 12th of May, Brisbane from the 16th to the 19th of May, doing my show Dryer Dryer at the respective comedy festivals in those cities. But I'm also, while I'm up there, I figured I had a couple of days to kill, so I'm doing a Who Knew It with Matt Stewart on Monday, the 13th of May at the Chippendale Hotel, and in Brisbane at Good Chat Comedy on the 14th of May. And you can get tickets for all of that. Now, go to mattstewartcomedy.com for the links. mattstewartcomedy.com. Now, on with the show.
Since 2013, Bombas has donated over 100 million socks, underwear, and T-shirts to those facing homelessness. If we counted those on air, this ad would last over 1,157 days. But if we counted the time it takes to make a donation possible, it would take just a few clicks. Because every time you make a purchase, Bombas donates an item to someone who needs it.
Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
This podcast is part of the Planet Broadcasting Network.
Visit planetbroadcasting.com for more podcasts from our great mates.
Welcome to Getting Fruity with Matt and the Boys, the podcast where we explore fruit and popular culture from apricot to zapricot. I'm your host, Matt Stewart, and I'm joined, as always, by the official second banana of the show. It's host of the Fruity Fruity Fruit Show, Evan Munro-Smith.
Hey!
So good to have you back in again.
Yeah.
What is this, episode 225?
Oh, must be.
And I'm excited because this is actually the first episode we're going to talk about something other than apples.
Yeah, we finished the apple run, which is exciting.
We finished season one apples.
Yeah.
I should also introduce, obviously, the rest of the boys. Yeah. Evan is but one of the boys.
He's a singular boy.
Also back in the fruity house.
It would be a bit weird if I was getting fruity with Matt and the boy.
Matt and the boy.
Oh, God. Third and fourth bananas.
Joining us back in the fruity house, as always, it's Podcasters and Sans Pants best boys, Jackson Bailey and Adam Carnevale.
Thanks so much for having us. So excited.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you. We loved doing season one, and we're going to love doing season two.
It's so good. Yeah, obviously, season one went for 224 episodes. Yeah. We really got into what apples can and can't do.
I think we've explored the absolute limit of the apple, and I'm so excited to start branching out into new fruits and exploring those frontiers and horizons.
You'd think when we ran out of types of apples, it'd slow down, but that's just
if anything, it just sped up. Yeah, absolutely.
Ramped up. It's crazy.
Well, as you two would know, Evan's favorite fruit is the Betty Crocker Toy Story 4 fruit snacks that come in 8-ounce packets. And he, you know, the things that he talks about as highlights for these fruits is they're naturally flavored, fruit flavored gummy treats that make with no artificial flavors for a delicious, fat-free, gluten-free snack.
Yeah.
He's always banging on about that.
What? Yeah. Shut up.
I'm Googling it right now.
That's how much he loves it.
Yeah. He's got to Google it to have a look.
We started talking about it. He wants to look at them just to imagine what it would taste like. Yeah.
Now, and each week we're trying to convince him that there are better fruits out there. We've gone through what? All 224 varieties of apple. None of them have worked.
None of them have worked.
Have you got any other suggestions?
Might I suggest, it is a kind of apple, but it's not technically, the custard apple.
Oh, that
delicious,
is smart.
Creamy, maybe not as fat-free as the fruit that you're a fan of, but I'll get you a picture of the custard apple.
It's a beautiful
custard
fruit.
Apple.
Hang on, a custard apple? Is that a...
It's also called a sugar apple.
It occurs in nature.
Yeah.
And I know that is not what where yes. your product
you like
occurs.
It very highly
I know
processed.
This does not look appealing.
Sort of. See, looks like a pineapple on the inside.
I find the appearance so appealing
of a custard apple.
Yeah, I find truly. It so like I wish I don't know if I've ever had a custard apple, but when you described it as creamy, it sounded off-putting to me. I'll be honest,
a creamy fruit, naturally creamy.
That is pretty bad.
You want the creaminess to have a little human help.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah,
but I have had one quite a while ago, and it. it does taste like what it says it should.
It's
taste
custardy,
like.
Yeah. It's also called a sweet sop. If that sends you in either direction, sup. Yeah, a delicious.
That's the opposite of the reverse order of what I say to my girlfriend. Sup, sweet.
That's
I call
cute.
Her sweet.
The flesh is fragrant and sweet, creamy white, though light yellow, resembles and tastes like custard. It's found adhering to 13 to 16 millimeter long seeds. I don't know if that makes it more appealing.
Well, I'd save that for getting seedy with the boys.
Yeah. Thoughts on the custard apple? It's also called as a pineapple sugar apple.
Wow. It's a man of many names.
Yeah, absolutely.
I talk about the fruit that I've brought in.
That's actually the pineapple sugar apple is a totally different kind of apple. Excuse me.
Okay.
It's not even an apple at all. It tastes like a pineapple.
Okay.
So,
apology
yeah.
accepted. Well, the last bitty... warning. you get one strike here.
I know.
Getting fruity.
It's scary that I've hit it today after 225 episodes.
Well, the Betty Crocker Toy Story 4.
Your favorite. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. They're fruit-flavored snacks, whereas that's a custard-flavored fruit.
You've got me there. That's a good point. I sort of went, maybe my strategy, I guess, was what if I went exactly the opposite of the thing you wanted? Okay, no, that's fair. That's on me. I'll accept that failure.
See, no, I kind of like your plan, though, because we've gone through so many different types of apple. It's good to now, like, mix it up to see, by contrast, what we should be looking for. Yeah.
Absolutely. I'd just like to point out, it's also called a Kambeshug in Somalia.
Oh,
great name.
That's a fantastic
name. So that's all I got.
Evan, any thoughts there?
I don't think he's a fan.
No, it's got to at least taste like fruit, right?
Yeah.
Look at him. He's still looking at his favorite. he can't get his eyes off it.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Yeah, well, I mean, if you we've probably gone over this in previous episodes, but the fruit snacks that he loves are fruit pouches with Disney Toy Story shapes for endless fun.
Yeah,
I mean,
okay.
Are you offering something with
endless
fun?
No, the shape is fairly limited fun for the custard apple. Okay.
I actually thought that was a pretty fun shape.
Oh, that's good. It was fun, but it wasn't after any copyrighted character.
No.
It's sort of more like a pine cone. unfortunately. Well, Adam, what about you? Have you got something to bring to Evan?
Today I bring and humbly offer to everyone here in the studio the humble cantaloupe, rock melon, if you're in Australia.
Yeah.
Sweet melon, or if you are lucky enough to live in South Africa, you may call it the span speck.
Oh. Span speck.
And Adam's
span.
This is the fruit he's brought today as
Please.
Well.
Would you
that
like
we will
some?
Discuss
I'll
in a moment. So let's see if the...
It's a variety of musk melon.
Okay.
Okay.
Yes.
It does have a musk. Yeah.
Yes.
I really like this fruit.
Oh, it's so good. I was so happy as well
good.
When I tasted it. You know, you can get with any fruit, you can get a good one, you can get a bad one. I got a good this one.
Nailed it.
She nice. Yeah.
You want it to be soft and firm. Mm. It's that really tricky middle ground.
I'm a fan, and I'm sure we'll get into this, but I'm a fan of a firm, more firm than soft.
Okay.
When it comes to melons.
Yep.
And that's any kind of melon. That's rock melon.
Honeydew. Water.
Water. You know, any kind of melon that I have. If it's mushy or it has that texture where it sort of falls upon your mouth, it's almost floury. Can't stand it.
I don't want flowery.
But
are you a Granny Smith lover?
No, sir. But it's got to be on the firmer side. How has this swayed you at all?
Oh, before we continue, the cantaloupe has saved lives.
Okay,
wow. All right.
Evan, before you dive in there,
a moldy cantaloupe in Peoria, Illinois, in a Peoria, Illinois market in 1943, was found to contain the highest yielding strain of mold. For penicillin.
Wow. That's true. I learned that recently. Mm. And nobody can trace the grocery store that it was bought at. They don't know.
Raw cantaloupe is 90% water. Who isn't? 8% carbohydrates. Who isn't?
Yep.
0.8% protein. Who isn't? and 0.2% fat. Who is?
Yeah. Okay.
Well, that is a low body fat, you sweet melon.
By contrast, the Toy Story fruit-flavored snacks have a legal disclaimer saying that statements regarding dietary supplements have not been evaluated by the FDA.
Okay.
They're not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease or health condition.
Quite the opposite. They're not intended to diagnose.
Quick, eat this fruit snack. Oh, no. Salmonella.
They're predominantly corn syrup, sugar, and modified cornstarch.
Yeah, mine and Adam's problem is that we both went for a real fruit. That was our folly.
Someone
it's all
told
about
me,
the flavor, the fruit flavor.
You're right,
someone
not
was
fruit.
Telling me recently that, might have been, who was it? Maybe Alistair Tremblay-Birchall. He was telling me that in America they have to put corn syrup in all products, basically, because they've got so much of it.
It's it's like heavily subsidized. It's like the U.S. federal government wants corn syrup so much.
But you've got to put it in everything.
Because it's like government cheese.
It's similar to government cheese.
Oh, my God.
So they're subsidizing the production of corn syrup, is that? Mm. And so it's affordable or whatever.
It's full. It's so many things in US food have corn syrup that I think, I remember seeing this insane thing where cows get fed like gummy or like lollies because there's so much corn syrup in them. It's basically like feed for them.
Yeah, that's right. Incredible.
It's incredible, yeah.
Wow.
It's bad for you, right?
I can't imagine it's good for you,
of
no.
course.
We haven't swayed you with rock melon?
No, but rock melon is great, and I'd like to talk more about that.
Well, I think that's the point of this episode. That's the topic.
Yeah.
Moving away from apples, and the first fruit that we're going to discuss is rock melon.
Rock melon, yeah. So we call rock melon here. Cantaloupes is a
it's more, a nicer name.
It's a nicer name.
Yeah, yeah. And it sounds kind of like antelope.
It does. It does. Yes. That's very true.
Rockmelon's got a lovely Aussie spirit.
I think, and maybe I'm alone here, but when I hear the word rockmelon, I imagine a rockmelon sitting on a rock in the sun.
Yeah.
Kicking back with some sort of a spritzer.
Yeah, just soaking it up.
It feels like you've got that like highfalutin English like gentleman come down to Australia, and he's like, "Good show, sir. Here's a cantaloupe." And some Aussie battler with a duster and a big brim hat is like, "Nah, mate, there's a rock melon. Look at
rock melon there, mate."
What are you talking about?
What do we imagine the origins of rock melon as a term are?
I was looking it up in etymology. Do you want to know the real
I would love to know. My theory would be that it physically resembles a rock from the outside.
Yeah, isn't it kind of grayish brown?
I think it's like a lightish, like a faded green.
Yeah, it's green with sort of it's almost like a strawish sort of thread through it.
Yeah.
Almost, it looks like it's been woven.
Yeah, it does. It
says right here in the Wikipedia article, the name rock melon derives from how Aussies are more accurate with naming. So it's right here in Wikipedia. You wouldn't believe it.
I don't.
But don't look it up. Take it from me. You have no evidence to the contrary.
I suppose not.
It does not say it on the Wikipedia article.
It looks kind of like a rock.
It does. It's rock-like.
Yeah.
Would you say that rock melon is your favorite variety of melon? What is that?
Nah, watermelon's so good. Watermelon is so lovely.
Is that an opinion shared by the rest of the boys and Matt Stewart?
Can you call me by my full fruity name?
Okay, Matt the Grapefruit Stewart.
Thank you very much.
I'm sorry. I'm so sorry.
I'm big and sour.
Would you say that rock melon is your favorite variety of melon?
Oh, that's a tricky one. I don't think I would have thought that until today. I reckon if you asked me before having a bite of that, and I'm easily swayed. Yeah. But I think I might have said honeydew. As a kid. As a kid, it was probably watermelon.
Yeah.
I'm old enough to remember the dark seeded days.
Yeah.
Once they came up with the seed-free watermelon.
Yeah, that was pretty good. Yeah. I feel like watermelon is a child's fruit, though.
Yeah,
isn't it?
I've grown out of it.
Yeah. It's for summer, barbecues.
Yeah. I need a denser melon.
Yeah, I need an adult's melon.
Give me a hard melon.
Something you can sink your teeth in.
Make mine a double.
It's much better than watermelon.
It is. Watermelon has its place, obviously, but...
Yeah. I'm a diehard watermelon. I'm a watermelon. I'm going to... I'm a watermelon stan.
Okay, well, that's fine as well. I think watermelon absolutely has its place. An interesting question, because it's a fact I know about watermelon. What does the section of flesh that is close to the rind of the watermelon, what does that taste like to you?
Oh, it sort of tastes like nothing.
Yeah, I feel like I've always avoided it. I don't know if I don't get that far into a watermelon.
Well, there is a difference, and typically it's women will taste that section as really bitter.
Oh, yeah.
It's not always women. Like, sometimes men will taste it as bitter as well, but typically it's
women. What's the other side say?
that it's like you're saying,
right.
Largely flavorless, kind of tasting just like water, which is what I get as well. But I know the first time I was, I guess it must be the first time I was eating a watermelon with my partner, and I was going down, because that's my favorite part of the watermelon, controversially, I know.
That is controversial. Wow. you put the bin scrap at the top of the pile.
It's really refreshing.
What are you, a pig? The scraps that go to the pigs in the backyard?
This boy bloody wishes he was a pig.
They are good.
Pigs are great. Look, I'm not trying to disparage a pig.
Whoa. This isn't pig talk. Let's go back to the fruit.
Okay, sorry.
For me, I think a watermelon, so if we imagine a slice.
Yes.
I would say the first third I would consider no good of the watermelon.
The first third.
The first of the melon is rubbish.
No, that's the best bit.
Softest part. Yeah.
Softest part.
Okay.
Yeah, you need the firmness and a bit of crunch. Not crunch, but
it loses flavor as it goes out.
Well, I'm not really there for the watermelon flavor. I'm there for the refreshing texture. Yeah.
Just drink a glass of water.
Yeah. Oh my god. Drink a glass of water with ice in it or something. God.
No.
Did you ever do the classic 18-year-old, 20-year-old thing of cutting a little hole and pouring a bottle of vodka into it?
I always wanted to, but I never did. And you kind of mush up the inside to get a kind of watermelon.
And then it kind of absorbs.
Yeah, it absorbs overnight, and then you can sneak it into the cricket.
I saw a great trick. If you have, like, young, like, little cousins or something like that, and you want a lovely trick this summer, I saw a great one. You get two watermelons of about the same size.
Mm-hmm.
You skin one of them completely so that it's just the red center.
Mm.
And you cut the other one in half, dig out all the red bits of it. You could put the red center bit into the shell of the other one.
Oh.
And then if you cut
crack
it right.
Crack it like an egg.
Yeah, you could crack it like an egg, make it look like you're performing a trick or something like
that. That's very cool.
That's fun.
Yeah. Versatile, something you can't do with the rock melon. Arguably.
Yeah, we normally save our fun fruity tips for the end of the show, but
it's okay to put one at the beginning.
I think it's nice to get one in early.
Absolutely, yeah, for sure.
Fruity tips with Adam. Normally, Adam's fruity tips corner.
It's a later segment, but we'll allow it to jump in.
Well, there's four corners to a room.
That's true. That is, but I look forward to the next three tips.
Fruity tips.
Fruity tips.
Picking up the corners of the room that Adam is existing in.
What are you calling yourself this week?
Yeah.
Your full fruity name?
Well, I think in honor of, I'm going to change it from the usual.
Yeah.
In honor of today's rock melon, I'm going to go with another type of melon that I quite like. My name is Adam Honeydew Carnival.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, and of course, if people have forgotten, I'm Jackson the Apricot Bailey.
And I'm Eggplant Evan Monroe Smith.
Eggplant Evan.
Controversial.
Always. Classic Evan.
Contrarian.
No matter where he is, he's a contrarian.
I think similar to the rock melon, the eggplant's known as the aubergine.
Yes. Which,
elsewhere.
Yes. Frankly, I prefer.
Yeah. But both of them, we've gone this weird, dumb name. Rock melon, eggplant, aubergine, cantaloupe.
Do you know where eggplant comes from?
Yeah, no.
So apparently in the wild and when they're young, an eggplant is completely white rather than purple. So they look a little bit like an egg.
Wow, right. That's very cool.
I thought it might have been because the purple color is not too far off the emu's blue egg.
Yeah.
Oh, that could be accurate as well.
Yeah, for sure.
I mean, I think it's mine, but, but like that could be true.
Purple and blue. vaguely similar colours.
I have presented as much evidence as you have.
So am I really the only one of the boys that doesn't enjoy the first third of a watermelon?
Yeah.
Evan, where do you stand?
Mm. I've never come across this before.
So this is the red bit, right?
So you get a typical kind of triangle with the curved bottom, and the first third of the red bit where it's a bit mushy, it's a bit soft, there's not much resistance when
lots
you bite.
Of flavor.
That's my least favorite part of the watermelon. Well, I get alone here. Great.
It does feel like you're playing the Evan role of having a weird opinion.
It does.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. Well, that's just always. I like the rest of the watermelon, and a rock melon is all good.
Yeah, so much more consistent than the watermelon.
Yeah, which I like.
Do you like the changes, the seasons? It's sort of like, do you like the Melbourne weather where you get four seasons? Mm. Sometimes in one day, sometimes in one year. Yeah. as God intended. Yeah. Or if you like it up north when they've just got the wet and the dry, which is more like your rock melon, the skin and the inside.
Yeah, yeah. I think I like that. I like, yeah, you're going to have another
please,
taste.
Yeah, please dig in.
Have a taste. No, but let's just hear Matt's review of the flavor.
Okay.
We can each take a piece, but pay attention to the flavor as we often do, and give us a sort of review.
Well, what I love about the rock melon or the cantaloupe is it's one of the foods that I feel like I've matured into.
Sure.
As a kid, that sort of subtle flavor just wasn't enough for me. Now I can really feel all of it. It hits you like a cool summer breeze.
It does. It's a very refreshing fruit.
It is refreshing.
It's not oversweet either.
Yeah,
exactly.
Absolutely.
But there's an element of sweetness, but
it
doesn't
sweet,
hit
but
you
it's
in
not
the
like,
face.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
You know what's great about rock melon as well? So I'll grant you that this is a flaw of the watermelon. Even the seedless variety still has those tiny white seeds.
Yeah.
And they are throughout, basically. Yeah. Mm-hmm. With the rock melon, only seeds in the center.
What I quite like about the rock melon, and it's sort of hard to describe, but you know when you're chewing a rock melon, you can feel the sort of the layers almost, or the like different sections of flesh kind of coming apart in your mouth in a sort of like I don't know, the texture of the flesh is sort of unique in a way with rock melon. You don't get that with many other fruits.
Yeah.
There's no seeds as such, but there are definitely bits.
Yeah, absolutely. No, I pay that.
Yeah, I think the rock melon falls into this category of food, and I've been thinking about this a lot recently. Food that is, and please don't jump down my throat.
Okay, like this beautiful piece of rock melon.
Food that basically tastes a little bit bad. So it's good, but it has enough about it that's not great that it makes the larger flavor taste much better. Do you know what I mean?
It's the balance. I think that's what we're talking about. Yeah, you need a bit of both.
Yeah.
If you get, as a kid, you just want nothing but good. Full sweet.
That's absolutely, yeah.
Which now I cannot handle.
Yeah,
I
can't stand.
Things I loved as a kid, I'll try now and be like, how did I ever handle that taste? It's so full
on. For sure.
Like, I used to love eating musk sticks.
Oh, yeah.
Or Big Boss lollies.
Big Boss, cigars, yeah.
But now I have a bite of that, and I was like, oh.
It's all good. There's no little bit of bad.
Yeah.
And I think alcohol is the same. That little bit of bad makes the alcohol so much better.
Mm.
All right, can someone pass me a rope? Because I'm about to rappel down Jackson's throat. Jackson, what the hell are you talking about? What if life was all good, you miserable little miser?
It's hard to describe, and I'm not doing a great job of it. I think the listeners will understand. Okay. The listeners who have 225 episodes of Getting Fruity with Matt and the Boys behind them will understand.
Can I say?
Yeah.
Of all the melons, of the three main melons, your honeydew, your watermelon, and your rock melon.
What we call the three pillars
of melon.
I hope it's not controversial to say that those are the three main melons.
I would say that's fair.
I'm gonna quickly say, I reckon rock melon is the second nicest to hold.
You know
what I mean?
Yes.
Texture.
Absolutely.
There's something nice about that rough, like texture, like a rock that you get to the melon. But the honeydew melon, that perfect smooth.
Yeah, that is good.
Love that.
Sleek.
Watermelon, just too big.
Yeah.
Just too big.
It is.
Yeah.
It becomes a burden before
it does.
Long.
Absolutely.
Sometimes it feels good to hold something so big and heavy.
Yeah, yeah.
But you know, after a little while.
You've got like a party where you're going to bring a watermelon and you're at the supermarket, you get the watermelon last.
Yeah.
Because it's heavy to carry around. You don't want to put it in your basket.
It's not that pleasing.
Yeah, absolutely.
Whereas I'll go straight to the rock melons and honeydews.
Yeah.
Get them first.
Well, can I...
Sorry.
I was just going to say... rock melon, good to hold.
Mm.
Honeydew, good to throw up and catch.
Oh, yes.
All right, quick, fast round.
Okay,
fuck, marry, kill. Mullen edition.
Mullen edition.
All right, Mullen edition. We got Chris Mullins, I think it was a basketballer in the 90s.
Oh, God. Already into the deep cuts.
Okay. There was Sean Mullins, who I think sang a song called Lullaby, also in the 90s.
Okay.
And then, do I have a third Mullins?
I'll be so impressed if you do.
I'm impressed that you got
a single Mullin.
You got one.
Come on, no, third Mullin.
So let's fuck, marry, kill with those two Mullins. One of them is competent twice.
Yeah. I'm going to fuck and kill Steve Mullins.
Yeah. I don't remember the other I don't remember the Mullins. I need a Mullin refresher.
Okay. All right. I'm found a webpage dedicated to Mullins. It's Wikipedia/Mullins. And,
okay.
Jeez. One of the ones
Mullins
I said, there are too many. Sean Mullins is correct. An American musician had a song called Lullaby.
Sean Mullins.
Can you hum us a few bars?
Lullaby. Lullaby.
Wow. Okay. Fuck.
So I spent, quick side, I spent this morning watching the music video to Sugar Ray's, what is it? Turn Me Around Again.
Oh, yeah.
That song, baffling. That song makes no goddamn sense. That's... Just saying. What is the story?
I'll have to check it out.
It's insane. Please listen to it.
Is that every morning? There's a halo hanging on the
corner of my girlfriend's four-post bed. I know it's not mine, but I'll see if I can use it for a weekend or a one-night stand. Couldn't understand how to work it out.
Chris Mullin, yes, he was a basketballer in the 90s.
Chris Mullins.
Played for the Golden State Warriors.
Yeah.
Beautiful flat-top haircut, famously, as everyone knows.
Yeah.
And then we want one more.
We need one more Mullin.
All right.
For fuck, marry, kill of the Mullins.
Would anyone like the last piece of rock melon, by the way? I have devoured this, please.
I'm willing to give that up to it.
Let's give it. I think I'm good. Evan, do you want the last bit of
rock melon? All right,
please. Whilst Matt looks up the other Mullin, can you give us a flavor review?
Yes, please.
What are your thoughts?
It's delicious.
It's very good.
It's really good.
What would you rank, say, texture, flavor, smell? What of those three is the most prominent, do you think, with the rock melon? Because I think it's texture, personally.
Yeah, I'm going for texture. Mm. It's the key thing about it. For compared to, like, you know, an apple's really hard, a banana's too mushy. This is somewhere in the middle.
Yeah,
it's really nice.
Absolutely, it's got the right amount of resistance, but the right amount of softness and tenderness, I would even say.
A young child could eat it without many teeth.
Good for young and old, absolutely. If the child doesn't have many teeth, if the old person doesn't have many teeth, you can eat it with whatever amount of teeth you have. Have at the rock melon. Yeah. Do you think the rock melon, if the flavor was anything else... I mean, what about this for a question? So what's your least favorite fruit? I mean, this is something we've discussed before, but let's remind everybody. Least favorite fruit.
Least favorite fruit is I know I get a lot of hate for this, the orange.
Okay, well, let's say that the rock melon had the flavor of orange.
Mm.
Would it still rate as highly for you?
No, because flavor is very important for me.
Yeah, okay, for sure.
It's one of the three pillars of fruit enjoyment.
Yeah.
Food generally.
Flavor, texture, and...
Smell.
Vibe.
Vibe as well. There are four pillars there are in any building.
Four pillars to a building, four corners to a room.
Yep.
We operate here on getting fruity by the idea of four.
Yeah, absolutely.
Third Mullins I'm offering up for Fuck, Marry, Kill Mullins
Please.
Edition is Julius Mercy Baby Mullins.
Whoa.
The American blues and R&B musician.
Okay.
Mm. well and truly deceased now. I don't know how that plays in. I think we're going prime of life.
Yeah, all right. Prime of life. I'm going to fuck the basketballer.
Yep.
I'm going to marry the blues musician. Yep. Blues magician. Whoa, sad magic. And I guess kill the other musician. That's probably where I'm going to go.
Yeah, you didn't like that lullaby song.
I think I'd be the same.
Yeah.
I think we got consensus.
Yeah.
All right, well, if we have consensus, then there's no need for me. Can I quickly vote this one, though, for the Fuck, Marry, Kill, Mullins edition? Can I quickly vote that for the segue of the episode?
Absolutely. Sure. I think it wins that cover.
If you had to play a melon version of Fuck, Marry, Kill,
okay.
Would you go with that?
That's interesting. Yeah. If we went for melons instead of mullins.
I would argue this is very clear. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, it just made me think.
Yeah.
Why were we playing mullins version? Why not play melon version?
That's so clever. Okay, so of the three pillars of melon,
yes,
rock melon, honeydew, watermelon, fuck, marry, kill.
Yeah.
I'm going to say, quick question. Are we making love to the fruit?
Yes.
And killing the fruit and marrying the fruit itself?
Yes.
Or the concept of the fruit? That will really inform my opinion.
Well, I was picturing the physical fruit.
Okay, no, that's fine. Okay.
You got to fuck the rock melon, right?
Yeah, yeah. That's what I'm saying.
Wait, what?
Yeah.
Have you guys lost your mind?
What?
The texture is so alluring.
Surely the watermelon is. That's,
you're going to. Your penis is gonna bounce off the hard outer shell.
Yeah. The very thing.
Good luck getting in there.
Yeah. Sorry, I was assuming that maybe it was a slice of. I'm thinking about the fleshy inside.
That's kill.
Well, then
you're thinking of kill.
Good point. I will fuck the watermelon because the very thing I dislike about the watermelon, that first mushy third, makes it the perfect one for fucking.
That totally. First mushy third is in the center.
If Evan, if you did say. Cut me off a slice of that melon, you'd be right.
Yes.
But that would be more like a lingo thing saying you want to fuck that melon.
Yeah, absolutely.
Is that what that means? Cut me off a slice of that.
Cut me off a slice of that.
Isn't that old school sleaze?
Yeah, absolutely. That's old school vintage sleaze.
Is that someone saying that about a woman?
Or man.
Yeah.
Or man.
Well, whoever you intend to fuck, yes. Adam has pointed out...
Could be a melon. In this case, it is a melon.
Okay. Adam has pointed out quite rightfully that the section that I want to fuck is in the center of the melon.
It's and the watermelon is
bit
the
of arrogance,
largest
really.
Of
bit of arrogance.
Yeah, it's the core.
Good luck getting to the middle unless you're trying to say something very, very personal.
Well, then maybe I will go back to the rock melon and I'll find a way to do it. Marry the watermelon because it's the largest. And I'll kill the honeydew.
Marry the largest. Because it's the largest.
I'd marry the honeydew because you can call it honey.
Yeah, that is good.
They feel like they'd have the longest shelf life as well.
Yeah,
that's true. Yeah. The longest marriage. Yeah.
I think I'm going to fuck the honeydew because I don't think I can get inside any of them. But the honeydew has the smoothest, most supple skin. It's the most erotic skin of the three.
That's a good point.
Then I think I'm going to kill the rock melon because hurling it at a rock
would be satisfying. That's true. Yeah.
And then, of course, marry the watermelon because it is the love of my life.
And the largest.
And the largest.
The largest of your life.
Vital. Yes. Vital. Mm.
Okay, well, I'm glad we got through that.
I googled rock melon, and one of the suggested things on Google is rock melon okay to eat now?
Who's asked
that
question?
Well, that's interesting.
So this is...
I hope the answer is yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, I really
as Adam's
know.
Licking the bowl.
No, under no circumstances should you eat rock melon.
So this is actually based on a last year, apparently, there was a rock melon scare.
Oh, is that so?
Yeah, so food safety guidelines will be read. This is on ABC.
Yeah.
Mm.
So this was in Australia as well.
Yeah, this is ABC News Australia.
Jeez, the terrorists here go after the fruits.
Yeah,
they
really
the
do.
Needles in the strawberries.
Yeah.
So it was an outbreak of listeria.
Mm-hmm.
So safety guidelines will be ramped up, says the Australian Melon Association. Six people have died as a result of the outbreak identified in February of 2018.
Really?
And despite authorities assuring customers that rock melons now are safe. Sales are down 90%.
Wow.
That's a big drop.
But this is in March, so this is
hopefully
very, very
the rock melon
after.
Has bounced back.
Surely, you would imagine.
Well, it's a beloved fruit. I think the true secret of the rock melon is its endurance as a fruit.
Well, yeah.
It's nobody's favorite. I mean, it is some amongst here, but I think if you were to survey a group of people, you know, say 50 people, it's probably not going to rise.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Say at a barbecue summertime, which we're mm-hmm. into now.
We're entering, yeah.
Have you ever had barbecued rock melon? Did you know
that? I've heard of it. It looks incredible.
It is so nice. Something that about cooking great. It?
Yeah.
Something about
brings out all the flavors.
Yep. It's so lovely. I didn't do it myself, but it looks like you just chuck it on the barbie on like a skewer, give it a couple turns, doesn't need long.
That's something incredible. About
that. Wow. I'm going to give that a go.
Yeah. What's this?
You can barbecue rock melon.
Oh, right. I've never had
skewer.
What does it do to the texture?
It gets a little burnt.
No, but that sounds kind of good.
But does it get crispy? Does it dry out?
I wouldn't describe it as crispy.
Okay.
But I would describe it as like, it gets rid of some of the water.
Yeah.
So you've got a little bit more like firmness, I guess.
That sounds great.
All right.
What if you were, if you say we're at this barbecue, you've just enjoyed yourself a fruit skewer off the barbie. And then you're going over for some dessert, and there's a big fruit bowl.
Mm-hmm.
What's the first fruit you make sure is in each scoop, and what's the one you would avoid?
That's a great question. For me personally, well, rock melon is definitely up there.
Yes.
Pineapple, we'll get a look in.
Yeah.
If there's apple in there as well.
Love sliced up apple.
Sliced up apple in a fruit salad's
great. I think we covered that in episode 192, 193.
So. Apples in brackets in fruit salads. Yeah. What I'll avoid, and this is something this is going to be interesting to see if I'm questioned on this, is grapes.
Yeah,
because grape is in and it's a whole fruit. Yeah. Do you know what I mean?
No, I know what you mean. It feels like a weird inclusion. Everything else is like dressed up for the big show.
Absolutely.
But a grape's just going, I'll just come as is. Yeah. Come on, mate.
I'll do it on the day. And I wonder if somebody were to chop up a grape if I would prefer that.
I reckon.
But yeah, definitely the grape I'll leave behind if possible.
Yeah, I think I'm right there with you.
Mm.
I would say that I would try to make sure that I get a grape because I love grapes. I love most fruit.
Yeah.
But the grape is the one
that's what we love about you.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. The grape is the one that I'm most afraid I'm going to miss out on because it's so big. When you get it in the scoop, you're not going to get as many. If you're just scooping randomly, you're not going to get grapes in an even distribution.
Mm-hmm.
So I always check to make sure I've got a grape. And I would typically, previously, I might have said that I would have avoided pineapple because I didn't used to like pineapple. But with the suggestions from the listeners, I have begun having pineapple recently, and I got to say, I'm warming.
Oh, that's so exciting.
That is exciting. That's what about really good. Welcome.
Yeah.
Grilled pineapple
is so tasty on a burger.
I've never had a burger or a pizza.
Yeah. Well, baby steps, Adam.
Yeah, absolutely. It's just exciting burger. We're here.
Yeah.
I've also come around to warm pineapple or pineapple in general. But I'd never go a grapefruit. I'd go grapes, but not a grapefruit.
Yeah, okay. Even though it is my nickname.
Yeah, sure.
They're disgusting.
Grapefruits can get out of here.
They're a bad fruit. It's true.
I get fooled every now and then to trying it again.
It looks great.
It looks amazing. Or the blood red grapefruit.
Yeah.
I don't hate grapefruit. Okay. I like grapefruit soda.
Nice. That's where I can get into it. Yeah. I did have a grapefruit IPA beer.
Yeah.
A four-pack of them, like a maniac.
Yeah, wow.
Assuming I might like one.
That's
and
brave.
I did not like one.
That's a shame.
And there was...
There were four of them to get through.
Yeah, looking back at me like, what have you done?
I tell you what, good future episode.
Yeah, that's true.
Oh, yeah.
Fruit and beer.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Can we talk about like we do in every episode, the degradation of the fruit?
Mm.
So when the fruit is left out, what happens to it?
Mm.
Because with rock melon, it develops not a skin, I'd say, but it gets a bit of a sheen, and it becomes slimy, and it certainly becomes softer and loses some of that firmness.
Yeah.
It's not the kind of fruit that you can leave out and come back to.
No.
You know, in a fruit salad, some fruit, it endures. Like the pineapple, it's not going to go bad.
Yeah.
Grapes are the same, you know, like you.
Yeah,
like
grapes will last a while.
Yeah,
but that's because grapes haven't been cut into.
Yes.
Well, absolutely.
True,
that's the benefit of the grape. But rock melon, I think you've got a maybe an hour's window once that fruit salad is out, once you've cracked open the rock melon.
That
I do. Personally,
short.
I do.
Strict.
Yeah.
Yeah, I would give it a lot more time than that.
Even this rock melon that we ate here today in the studio, I mean, it was contained within, you know, some Tupperware. But still, you could tell that it had taken steps towards losing its
rigor mortis,
its vivacity,
virility.
I think the one that we haven't mentioned that I would be making sure I get in every scoop of fruit salad is strawberry. I love a chopped up strawberry.
Good strawberry, yeah.
Normally halved.
Yeah,
I think
typically.
At
the very least, the top taken off.
Yeah,
for sure.
You know, on the weekend, I ate the top of a strawberry.
With the green.
Yeah.
I see.
This is because our friend David Warnicky, he went out and we were doing some filming and he picked up some treats. He got a strawberry tart, which had a half a strawberry on top. But it was like glazed. So the strawberry, you couldn't just like pick off the top green bit of the strawberry.
Okay.
It was like glazed in. So I'm like, well, I guess I'm going to eat this. But you can definitely taste the bitterness of that green.
Yeah, oh yeah, there's a reason they get rid of it.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
I don't know why they didn't in this case.
mistake. That's very strange.
Just the look of it, right?
Yeah, surely.
But it's
classic.
It was
look
covered
of
in
it.
A glaze anyway. Oh, but it looked quite nice regardless.
Mm. Yeah.
That's strange.
Laziness?
Yeah,
maybe.
You do get some strawberries which you might like because sometimes the red doesn't go all the way to the top and you get that white top.
I quite like that,
which is the sort of nothing. It's the equivalent of
the melon rind. Yeah.
Is that a ripeness thing or is that just something?
Because an underripe grape is white. So strawberry, yeah, sorry. Slowly develop and kind of swell and then become pink.
Get more and more red.
Yeah, and then they go too far and they start to degrade.
And again, is the really sweet, juicy strawberries, that's when you're out?
Yeah, yes. Yeah.
Because that's when I'm right in.
Yeah, see, strawberries is something I might... It's not going to go the way of the grape, but I might leave that out of a fruit salad.
Okay.
I might not pick them up. Mango, I will, in a fruit salad.
Oh, a mango.
But yeah, mango has a degradation period that is way shorter than everything else.
You're at a real fancy shindig if you've got mango in the fruit.
That's true.
That's the problem with mango, because mango comes out slimy.
That's true.
Mm. It starts a little bit, like it starts 50% of the way to the degradation.
Yeah,
point.
Absolutely.
The fun fact that we say maybe nearly every episode is that strawberries aren't really berries.
No, that's true.
Not in the botanical sense. Yeah.
Berries have tails.
Yes.
That's true.
Absolutely.
Is that something to do with them having seeds on the outside?
Yeah,
like
they're like a fruity polyp or something like that.
But it's not
a polyp, and that didn't go well marketing-wise. Eat our fruity polyps.
Punnet of polyps, please. Yeah, well, rock melon has been truly a winner, I would say. It's been a delicious fruit. Rock melon is not something I'll ever pick out for myself from the supermarket, but I'm always so happy to eat it.
Well, so I think it's a great filler in a fruit salad.
Yeah.
It really can flesh out a salad without sort of dropping the overall quality. Mm. Whereas sometimes people will fill it out with grapes or other.
Yeah, and I can see the appeal of grapes.
Yeah.
Because you just get a bunch, there's no chopping involved. You just pop them off the vine.
So in my mind, grapes are kind of like nature's Betty Crocker Toy Story 4 fruit snacks.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Easy to eat.
Not dissimilar, yeah.
Very sweet, come in their own little packages. Shaped like Disney characters.
They've rated 5 stars on Amazon. It's 1 5-star review that says
Amazon
delish.
Don't give 5-star away easy.
Exactly.
No,
can you look up grapes on Amazon just to see what the Amazon review of grapes is?
I think it's much a similar system to the Michelin stars, stars. So.
I think with rock melon as well, they're never going to make... They're not many people's number one, but I think they'll be in a lot of people's top fives.
Yeah.
That's kind of where I see the rock melon sitting culturally. You know what I mean? Everybody likes it. but nobody loves it.
I wonder, though, if that's a specifically Australian thing.
Possibly.
Because you know how if you like someone, you give them a nickname? Mm. Australia has given a nickname to the rock melon. So that's maybe true. It's just very popular. No,
if we were doing it the way we do nicknames, we'd call it the Canto. Canto.
Well, people might have gotten confused then with the district of in Pokemon.
Yeah, that's a good point.
Presumably.
Do you guys remember the band, the Rock Melons, Australian band?
No.
Often referred to as the Rockies, according to their Wikipedia page.
That makes sense.
They had a big hit with that word, bracket, L dot O dot V dot E dot bracket.
Oh,
right. Sung by Denny Hines, Marsha Hines' daughter.
Oh, really?
I think I remember that. I reckon it was like early 90s, and it was a biggish hit.
Well, there you go.
Did 1991.
Well.
The year I was born.
Yeah, me too. Did they ever sing?
Hang on. It was recorded in 1992, so I don't think it was released in 1991.
Interesting.
Yeah, that seems largely impossible.
Unless.
It got to number 4 in Australia, number 5 in New Zealand.
Wow. Huh. Did they ever sing about rock melons? That's what I would like to know.
Oh, interesting. Yeah. You got it. I mean, you sing about what you know.
Exactly.
Yeah. Rule number 1 of
our own song. The charts in our hearts.
Yeah, absolutely. You always got to sing about what you know. If you've called yourself Rock Melon, we deserve at least one Rock Melon song.
Yeah, exactly.
It does seem like Rock Melons aren't represented much in the pop music.
They're really not. Mm.
Not like Strawberries come up a bit.
Mm, peaches.
Peaches come up a lot.
Oh, yeah, there's millions of peaches.
Yeah.
Banana probably is something that
gets a lot.
Avocado. Is avocado a fruit? Or
it's got a seed.
Avocado is my favorite fruit.
Do people sing about avocados?
We should really call you Matt the Avocado Stewart.
That's an ironic nickname.
I'm sure people reference avocados, surely.
I also put no thought into that. I jumped in there with avocado as my favourite fruit. I've been holding back for 225 episodes.
I know.
So I don't know, I had a rush of blood to the head and I've just announced avocados.
There it is. There
I'm
it
pretty
is.
Sure it's the banana, but my okay, we probably should start wrapping up. This is already out the longest episode we've ever recorded at over 40 minutes. But
they usually go for half an hour.
They do. I'd say if I'm mixing... One of my favorite things to do is having a fruit smoothie.
Yes.
What are the first two fruits? For me, what do we call them? The pylons.
Yes, the pylons. Yeah, the pillars.
The pillars. The three pillars of a great fruit smoothie.
Only three.
They were the pillars.
Yeah, three or four.
And then you can add things. Bananas, number one.
Yes.
Yeah, okay.
Then
banana's
I go
good.
Strawberry.
Uh-huh, mm-hmm. Sure.
And then what I like to put in next would be blueberry.
Oh.
Or kiwi fruit.
Oh, kiwi fruit's interesting. Yeah. I've never done that with a smoothie. Yeah.
If you can get all four of those, you got all four corners of the room I like to call delicious. Welcome to my bedroom.
It's a delicious room.
Hope you have a tasty time.
Those four corners make a delicious room.
That's true.
They do.
That's true.
And a sturdy one. Yeah. So how about you? If you're going to pick
for me,
four?
Obviously banana, you're right. Mm-hmm. Yep. It's a great foundation for a smoothie. Obviously, you don't want to go too much banana. One banana will typically do you.
Yeah.
I think a lot of people, they go crazy. They're chucking two bananas. You don't want to eat a porridge. You don't want to drink a porridge.
Yeah.
Okay, and I think that's what happens. Mm. One banana, a mango.
Oh, wow.
Delicious. Yeah. Mango, banana.
You've just changed the flavor.
Yeah, I have.
Yeah, you've gone in a very different direction.
And then maybe for a third one, I would chuck in, strawberries. Any kind of berry really will sort of do you in that situation.
Or polyp.
Mm. Or a polyp. Yeah, if you want to put a polyp in there, that's pretty much the perfect time to do it.
Yeah.
Yeah, what about you, Adam?
All right, so I know. I'm always raving about flavor on this show. Yeah.
Big flavor head.
So for me, it's all about picking fruits that I know I will be able to taste.
Yeah, okay.
So I'm with you with the banana.
So you're not putting in watermelon rind?
Watermelon rind, the tip of the strawberry.
Insanity. Why would you do that? You might as well just chuck in water.
Yeah.
So... banana, because I know I will be able to taste that. And I would skip most melons because as soon as you chuck in banana, it's going to override any melon flavors.
No, that's true.
As much as I love a melon, can't put that in there. I like your idea of the kiwi. I reckon I'd chuck a kiwi fruit in there as well.
Because
it's strong enough a flavor that I know I could taste it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And then if I'm adding maybe a third one, I might...
I'm thinking something crazy right now. I'm in a strange space.
Yeah, yeah.
I might be going with a nectarine. Something
oh,
citrusy.
Oh, my. Yeah. Nectarine.
Yeah.
That's going to really give it a bit of kick.
Yeah, a bit of zizz.
Yeah. All of a sudden, this ain't your mum and pups
yeah.
fruit smoothie.
Absolutely.
All right. No, the sun's gone down.
Adam
for the
is
adults
rising.
To come out and...
Evan.
I want to drink all of these.
Yeah, me too. Yeah. This is making me very, very smoothie thirsty.
I don't go for smoothies so much as a juice.
Okay. Oh,
we use an apple as a base yeah. typically oh, because yeah. it's great. You know, you can do, it's a great sweet start.
It's a great juicer.
Yeah. And then you get some, you know, some raspberries, strawberries, those sort of berries,
yeah.
polyps.
Polyps, yeah.
Chuck some polyps in, yeah.
Sorts of things. And you got a great mixed berry smoothie.
Yeah. Wonderful. Delicious.
But that's not very adventurous.
No, but it doesn't have to be.
Well, no, you've departed from any sort of milk-based.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah. I mean, if I do a smoothie, I just keep it very simple and go just... milk and banana, you know, not
yeah.
too...
I get that.
I don't mix so much.
You don't need to get aggressive with it or you know, crazy with it. I think if there's any lesson to be taken from getting fruity with the boys, it's that any fruit proclivities are valid. Whatever yeah. you want to do with your fruit...
No wrong way to do a fruit.
Yeah, exactly. There's no wrong way to eat an apple.
Of course, Jackson is very hard on this. He's a man who likes watermelon rind.
Jackson, man with the strangest theories, the most forgiving... Interesting.
Gotta stand up for my corner.
If you had to put in one non-fruit or milk, whatever your milk is.
Well, I was thinking coconut.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
That's another fruit.
Surely it's a nut.
Seed, actually.
Yeah, yeah. So put coconut rough, something like that.
Okay.
Put that in there. It gets ground up, gives it a different texture. I might put that in my smoothie.
Yeah, great. Mm. Yeah. I'm thinking I like to occasionally, but although I haven't allowed it in my house for over a decade.
Yeah.
But a couple of spoons of Milo.
Oh, yes.
Oh, yeah.
I can't be around it because I'll eat it like a kilo of it in a day, but that probably isn't quite right. But
I was going to say honey, but now you've got me on this.
Honey, honey's yeah. also a good option.
Oh, what if I got Nutella?
Oh, yeah, Nutella's great in a smoothie.
Ah, bit of cinnamon maybe?
Oh yeah,
with the banana.
All great choices. And you know something interesting? The rock melon didn't get a look in.
Didn't get a look in, no. I don't think it's a great smoothie.
Like I was saying before, it gets over, you just immediately lose it.
I would not pick a rock melon smoothie at a smoothie joint. It probably wouldn't be my choice.
But if there was free samples of rock melon
on
the counter while waiting for the smoothie to be mixed up.
Guaranteed.
Because the best thing about it is the texture, and you lose that in a smoothie.
Absolutely. Yeah. You're just getting the rock melon flavor, which is fine.
It's fine.
Wasted in a smoothie for sure.
Yeah.
It would also be buried under the berries and other flavors.
100%.
Hence the name.
Of course. Yeah.
Well, I think that almost brings us to the end of the show. We do have a couple of things that we always do here to wrap up. On, I think, maybe the first or second episode, some sort of scientist, Andy Matthews, came in and told us that humans and bananas share something like 50% DNA.
Okay,
so we normally give the fruit of discussion this week, rock melon or cantaloupe, a score as a percentage. How much of yourself...
Do you see
in the cantaloupe? I mean, when we played Fuck, Marry, Kill, none of us saw ourselves
physically
in the
cantaloupe. I think I see a decent chunk of myself in the cantaloupe, in the sweetness of the interior.
and the tough outside that you need to carve through to get to it.
Yeah, once you get in.
Yeah, once you get in, you're good. No, to be honest, I actually don't see much of myself.
Okay.
I feel like I'm almost the opposite.
I feel like if you cracked me in half, you could scoop my seeds out pretty easily.
Yeah.
And I don't have seeds many other places in my body. So I reckon I'm giving it like I see maybe... Good more than 50% of myself in.
Wow.
Yeah.
So even closer than a banana.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'd go about 50%.
Yeah, that's fair.
We're both sort of fleshy.
Yeah.
True.
That's one of your characteristics. Sure.
Yeah, I'm very fleshy.
An abundance of flesh.
Yeah.
If I'm going off, you know, just maybe one column of things in common.
Yes,
this isn't getting wordy with the boys.
Yeah,
I'd say that we do have a bit in common because much like a rock melon, I do have the rock melon flesh inside of me
and the
rock melon skin is still on the outside.
Yes.
So I think we've got quite a lot in common.
Absolutely, yeah. In just basic physical situation.
Yes. And that's enough to say that me and Rockmelon are identical. 100%.
Absolutely.
Wow.
Your shirt today is almost the outside of a Rockmelon collar. It's close too.
That's right. Not a coincidence. And did you want to give the Rockmelon a score? We normally give it a score out of monkeys. How many monkeys in your tribe and how many monkeys do you... give?
Yeah, sure, to the Rockmelon.
To the Rockmelon.
I would say I give this probably like, well, what's a barbecue's worth? Say 20 people, 20 monkeys, sorry.
20 monkeys,
I'd give this 20 monkeys enjoying it at a barbecue. Amongst other things, you got a cool glass of say, you know, something in your hand, and you got maybe Rockmelon sitting there on a plate refreshing you.
Okay.
That's probably where I would go.
Mm-hmm.
Sorry, I said tribe, which I've never said before. Everyone knows the collective noun for monkeys is a barrel or a troop.
Yes, I would give it a 20 monkeys in a barrel for the Rockmelon.
Well, I think for this particular barrel or troop, this is a Christmas party at your parents' place worth of them. So let's say maybe also about 20, let's say.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm going to give it, as always, the complete 20 out of 20.
You love fruit.
Fruit are delicious.
He loves fruit.
It is very good. I'm going to give it 9 out of 10 ripe monkeys.
Oh. Great choice.
Monkeys of,
they're
just ripe. Ready to go.
Yeah.
Ready to hanging on the vine.
Yeah. Ready to fall off. Don't want them to get overripe.
I think I'm also giving it a strong score, even though it never is in my top 10 list at the end of the year, which we do every year.
Yeah, of course.
It is still, I'll never knock back a Rockmelon. If I'm offered, I will always, no matter what, if I'm full, there's always room for Rockmelon.
Absolutely, 100%.
So I'm gonna give it 9 out of 10 monkeys.
Ripe. That's little good. Monkeys.
Yeah, they're ripe. They're, they're ready to go. Cherry ripe, ready to go.
Very
falling
mature.
Off the tree.
Yeah.
Now we thank a few Patreon supporters at the end of the show. You can support Getting Fruity with the Boys and other shows in this mini podcast network, including Do Go On. Primates is another one in this network. Also, Book Cheat.
It's really growing, this network.
It's getting big. Yeah,
and
it's
also,
expanding.
Listen Now, which is the new one. It's a music-based podcast. They hardly talk about fruit, to be honest, but it is still a very good time. I don't listen. Why would you? They mention fruit, but it is an interesting show about music. So if you support us at patreon.com/dogoonpod, you can be thanked at the end of the episode, and I'll also read out your message, which always includes your favorite fruit or at least a fruit fact or something like that.
Yeah, sure.
Firstly, I'd love to thank Sean Collins, who writes, "The spider monkey is my favorite primate." Sorry.
There might be a mix up there. You might have got primates.
Do you have a fruit one? Maybe just jump to the next one.
Okay. Robert Farley writes, "Hey, Matt, I piled through minutes of research trying to solve the second banana paradox."
There we go.
"To submit for yours and the CGI compulsive leg addict," that is Mr. E. Munro Smith, not sure what that's a reference to, but of gaminggaminggaminggaminggame.au.com.
Is it true that every game represents a day of the week that you play games?
I've heard that too.
it's a myth.
I know we didn't review bananas on today. We didn't talk about bananas, but I do have a banana here. We didn't really like a bite.
Evan.
So, for those of you listening, Jackson has already taken several bites of the banana. So
I've passed it over to Evan.
Evan looked at the line where the bite had been, and I saw him go, he does not want to bite, as a normal human being might, does not want to bite where Jackson has already bitten for a legitimate fear that he might catch a disease that Jackson has.
But also, it was an interesting moment of, will he do it out of politeness?
Oh, my God. Yeah, I know, right?
Oh,
so good. Here, give me a bite.
Okay.
I'm going to say no thank you, but you totally boys dig in.
Robert also goes on to talk about, I think actually these are all...
You might as well read them out.
I'll read them out. Right, let's go back to Sean Collins. He says... Okay. I'm not going to understand what they're talking about here, but...
Yeah,
of course.
"The squirrel monkey is my favorite primate. My best memory of an encounter with a non-human primate was with a baby squirrel monkey at the primate center, Monkey Town. Oh, that sounds fun.
All right.
He was an inquisitive little guy, and it blew my mind how tiny he was. Unfortunately, Monkey Town had a bad fire back in 2018 that destroyed some enclosures. I heard the baboons had to climb to the tops of the trees to escape the flames. Whoa. Bloody hell.
That's crazy.
Luckily, all the animals were all right by the time it was put out. Bar a little frightened. Wow.
That's nuts.
They burned some bananas, I'd say.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Yeah, yeah. Thank you so much, Sean. Whoa.
Yeah.
Back to Robert Farley. He was just saying he wanted us to submit this idea to Evan Munro Smith from Gaming. Anyway, I believe he can be won over to the primate Mr. Don McLeod, the self-titled world's foremost gorilla actor. The guy's got the lot. His expressive eyes and realistic animalistic performances, including Tarzan and Epic Adventure, The Man with Two Brains and Trading Places, which he portrays an ape portraying a drunk Jim Belushi dressed as an ape. Plus, he could be somewhat considered a human, and he even has legs, although they are real.
Wow.
Anyway, I digress. Worst case scenario, watch Trading Places. It's a great movie.
It is a good film. Yeah.
Yeah, does that, I mean, because you actually, aren't you on primates as well?
Yeah. Yes. Yeah. Oh, yes, I am, yeah.
So does that sway you toward?
In that show, you like Andy from Toy Story.
Mm. Yes.
Does this man playing great apes, Don McLeod, does he sway you in any way?
No.
That was strong, firm, and without hesitation.
It was like resolute. Yes, that's true.
He also says an interesting fact, an anagram of primate is Mamer Pet, which proves that they should be allowing be in the wild or an ape sanctuary and are not just for Christmas. There's
that's
so
true.
Much more.
That's pretty special.
Yeah. It's a... I'm pretty sure Robert's from England. Maybe they've got different laws over there. You're not really allowed to give apes as presents here.
Yeah.
No. Not for our knowledge, at least.
Fruit, on the other hand.
Yeah, fruit is great.
Go crazy. Yeah. An orange for Christmas? Are you kidding me?
Yeah, whole fruit basket for loved ones, grieving people.
They love fruit.
Much like bonobos use sex for every occasion, humans use fruit.
Yeah. Absolutely.
T. Physarchus says, it's a complicated question, but my favorite monkey is G. Those rhythmic Gregorian chants are an inspiration and very relaxing after a long day.
Well done. They are great chants. Good choice.
And finally, thank you so much, T. And finally, Kieran Darcy says, the bonobo has got to be the one for me. It's fun to say, and they're basically peaceful chimps. That is so nice,
that's
Kieran.
That's lovely. Yeah,
it's very rare we get a short,
concise,
and sort of heartfelt, sincere message.
That's
and
so
it took
good.
Me by surprise.
It was. It was
expecting
shocking.
Something at the end there.
Yeah. Didn't arrive.
Last week we had a bonobo one. It ended with some family matters. Yeah. Anyway.
So does the peaceful bonobo sway you any better than the violent Andy?
Yeah. Why is Andy violent?
Humans are inherently violent.
Oh, I see. Okay. Yeah, I think you're generalizing.
Yeah.
No, I'm pretty sure Andy... Yeah, I think we do see him hurting people.
I think if I remember Toy Story correctly, he's pretty violent with those around him.
Yeah. Please give us a fruity review on your podcast app. 5 stars, and I'll read it out next time around.
Mm-hmm.
Where can people find you all?
Well, you can find me and Adam at sanspantsradio.com, where we do a whole bunch of other podcasts, not quite as good as Getting Fruity with Matt and the Boys, but they're all... it's a pretty high bar to try and hit. But I'm sure if you go there, all of the podcasts we've got are listed. I'm sure you'll find something to your liking.
Mm. You can also find us. We're regular contributors on Primates.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Absolutely. We're often on that show. And, of course, keep listening to Getting Fruity with Matt and the Boys, and we'll always be here.
Yeah. And Evan, you've got other projects in the works?
Yes, I do a show called Gamey Game. Again, not much fruit involved in that show.
But if Gamey Game was a fruit, which fruit would it be?
Yeah.
That is difficult to say. It's a tough one.
It is important to get right as well.
try to break it down. Is it sweet or sour first?
Okay. Would you say? I think it's sweet.
Okay.
Sweet? All right.
Is it firm or soft?
Soft.
Okay.
Sweet and soft.
Okay. Does it have a skin or does it have a rind?
Yeah. Is it the skin edible?
Yeah.
I think it has an edible skin.
I'm going to say peach then. Yeah, peachy. Yeah.
Okay.
All right. Good. I'm glad we got there.
There'll be links to all these things in the show notes. Please like us and do those things that you can do at Primates Pod on all the different things.
Mm-hmm.
And, yeah, that's all the time we have on Getting Fruity with the Boys. Thank you so much for joining us. As always, the boys, Jackson, Adam, and Evan.
Anytime.
And as we always say here with Getting Fruity with the Matt and the Boys,
bananas to meet ya.
This podcast is part of the Planet Broadcasting Network.
Visit planetbroadcasting.com for more podcasts from our great mates.
I mean, if you want. It's up to you.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more, with Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to Quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.